every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series, the Nitro Boats EQ Series, and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. Now, the Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, a high school national championship, a college national championship, and the college bracket event that leads to the Bassmaster Classic. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Tournament tab and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. Members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. The Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS and on X at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on the Bassmaster Radio logo. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by Rapala, VMC, and 13 Fishing. And we have a great deal for you right now. At Rapala.com, you can shop all the products the top pros in the business use, and you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20, only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these products myself and couldn't be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com, including the 13 Fishing Oath Rods, the best rod on the market for less than $100. Today we bring you a Meet the Elites show featuring three of the guys who have qualified for the 2026 Bassmaster Elite Series. Two will be rookies and one returns for his 14th season. Russ Lane was there at Amistad when the Elite Series was born 20 years ago, and now he's back and will be on the show today, as well as newbies Aaron Jagfeld, who is third in the EQ standings, and fourth place finisher Austin Cranford from Oklahoma. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and enjoy this week's post-Thanksgiving edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 Fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com. And start catching more fish. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Welcome to Minnow King, how can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to VFOutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fighter, Patrick Walter, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, well, here we go with the Meet the Elites, right, as we get this thing going with Aaron Jagfeld. Aaron runs a Phoenix. He's also communicating with us Dick Tracy style. For those of you that are old enough to remember Dick Tracy, he is on his watch because he keeps dropping his phone in the lake. This one's in Lake Erie, so you might want to go check that out. But he joins us now on the VMC hook. Aaron, welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. Yep, we're talking off the watch today. Totally forgot that I pay $5 a month to have service on it. So that was a bonus when I grabbed it out of the truck yesterday and got my first phone call. So now I can talk on the phone a little bit so my phone comes in the mail. And, appreciate you having me on.
Well, maybe that's the way you should check when you're out on the water. The watch, since it's attached to you, the watch won't fall in the water instead of checking your phone and dropping it in the lake, you know?
Exactly. That's what I'm going to do from now on. Wear it and answer calls off of that now.
There you go. Man, let's talk about this season. You want to talk about a surprise. By the time you get off of Kentucky Lake, where you really just crashed and burned there, and you just fished the one division of the Opens, Division Two, by the time you get off of Kentucky Lake, you got to be thinking, there's no way I'm going to make the top 50, right?
Yeah, honestly, I had such a good year before. It was kind of a weird feeling coming off of that. And I don't want that to sound the wrong way. And coming, off a 197th place finish, just kind of scratching my head after the tournament was over. And I was like, thinking, I was like, well, that might be the season right there. And I got two tournaments left. So honestly, I didn't know if I could make it or not, but, I wanted to fish. So I went to those last two and just put my head down. And then after Norfolk coming out of that, seeing the points, and I was like, wow, I'm really not that far behind. I think, just a good tournament at Leech will get me in, and ended up, I think it was like a 30th place finish at Leech,
right.
And was able to slide into the EQs just barely made it in, I think by like 15 points, and went rolling from there. So
yeah, and between that, you went to Lake Erie and the Bass Nation qualifier and won that deal. So that must have given you some confidence there. And you're working like two angles here to get to the Elites, from the Nation end and from the Opens end, because once the EQ started, we started that out at Lake Champlain. You had a great finish there, 8th place, and then you were 12th at Wheeler. And then the next thing you got to run back up north to the Upper Mississippi to fish the Bass Nation Championship up there, where you finished 13th before you head for Clewiston. I mean, you were doing some serious road time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were spending, I don't know, it was probably like about a month on the road. And, you know, right after Wheeler, I went down to Okeechobee to pre-practice and then basically went straight from there all the way up to
it's about my, as far as you can go.
I call it my favorite largemouth fishery in the country. I absolutely love the Mississippi. Just, you know, it was a little different time of year that time. But normally when we go there, it's a frog and flipping deal and you don't got to worry about doing anything else. And I love that. So
yeah,
it was a fun month on the road.
Aaron Jagfeld finished third in the, he's 24 years old or so, and he finished third in the EQs. And as I said, you finished eighth at Plattsburgh. So you were pretty solid position there. And then a great tournament in Decatur as well. What was your thought process heading in to Okeechobee? Had you had much experience there in the past at all?
None. I've never been to Okeechobee, and I've only fished one other tournament in Florida, and it didn't go very well. So I wanted to go down there and put a little time in and pre-practice, just kind of get a feel for the lake, you know, run around a little bit, kind of understand it. And honestly, what I found in pre-practice is where I caught him on day two in the tournament. And so, yeah, that's how that panned out.
Yeah, pretty heady stuff. And then you knew that you were locked in and that you had made it to the elites. It was only a couple of minutes ago that you were fishing on my home lake, on Tim's Ford Lake, in the college bracket back in 04, fishing for, or in 24, I should say, fishing for Adrian College. Did you expect that you could make it to the elites this quickly?
Honestly, I really didn't know. It was the ultimate goal this year coming into it. I felt like after 5 years of college fishing, I was really ready. And honestly, that's what I credit a lot of my success to this year, is just taking that extra year of college fishing to, you know, fish at that level where the competition is honestly incredible. Because we see now, I don't know how many guys qualified this year that fish college, but there was definitely a handful. So the competition is stout in college, and I really think that is what got me ready to fish the Opens this season. I didn't know it was going to happen in 1 year, but I'm really happy that it did.
So we handed you that $10,000 check for finishing third in the points. That was nice. So you made some decent money, you know, in the EQs, but it wasn't as much about the money as it was about getting qualified for the elites. But Hank Weldon had the idea. It was a tremendous idea. He comes to me before the tournament, and he says, "What do you think about this? I'm thinking about getting a bottle of champagne for each of the qualifiers, and we'll have a champagne spray moment, you know, at the end with the 10 qualifiers." And I'm like, "Yeah, that's a great idea, man. Do it." And so, he went ahead and did it. Just talk about the elation of that moment there. You got your, you got your medallion for making the elites. You got your bottle of champagne, and you know that you are in that exclusive group now.
Yeah, that was an awesome experience. It really, I mean, that's kind of what really made it kind of set in. You know, we're standing around with all other nine guys that qualified, and, you know, Sam and Matt Messer, close with them, and we kind of just looked at each other and we're like, "Dude, we really just did this." And then all of a sudden we just start spraying champagne everywhere. It was a really, really cool moment, and to experience it with those guys was incredible.
And it's an interesting class, you know, that you go in, interesting rookie class, because, you know, you got Fisher and Naya, who we talked to last week, who's like 12 years old. No, I mean, he's 19 years old. He had his grapefruit juice or grape juice bottle him. And then you got Russ Lane, who showed a lot of enthusiasm. I mean, Russ is 16 years on the elites, and he had left and now worked his way, fought his way back to get to the elites. So you got a guy that's in his early 50s like that. You got a guy that's 19 years old. You got the college guys like yourself. I mean, it was a fascinating group of guys.
Yeah, oh, for sure. I really envy what those guys are doing. What Fisher did at his age is incredible, because I know what level I was at four or five years ago, and I was not ready to qualify. So to see him being able to do that is insane, and especially with Russ Lane being able to adjust to the times and make what he's doing work was incredible to see. So my hat's off to those guys, and I think we got a really good group of guys going to the elites next year.
Aaron Jagfeld with us here, qualified third. He'll be a rookie in the elites. All right, in the last couple of minutes, tell us about Aaron Jagfeld. Tell us more about you and your life. Are you a sports fan? Are you a Detroit Lions fan? Up being up there in Michigan. Are you a Michigan or Michigan State fan? Tell us how you swing.
Yeah. So huge Detroit sports fan. My favorite sport. Growing up, I played hockey for 16 years. So
wow.
My number one sport's hockey and the Red Wings. But I'm a huge Lions and Tigers fan. The Pistons are having a really good season so far this year. I think they're 15-2. So that's been cool to watch. And yeah, the biggest game this week, we got Michigan, Ohio State on Saturday. So it's a big week for us Michiganders, and I'll be rooting for Michigan all weekend. So
yeah, well, yeah. Down here in the dirty South, we call that a game, not the game, but a game, because we got the Iron Bowl. You know, we got the Iron Bowl down here, so that's a whole different thing. I feel you on the hockey thing. I mean, you'll fit right in with the Johnstons and you know those guys from up north. I actually played college hockey, so I know. I feel you.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Bruins fan. Yeah. Not a Red Wings fan. A Bruins fan. You know, but I know where you're coming from on the hockey thing. So that's an interesting thing as well. And you look at the schedule, everything is going to start at Lake Gunnersville February 5th through the 8th, and no forward facing sonar. What's your thought process about that?
You know, here's my take on it. I really enjoy using forward facing sonar, but I like catching them on like the traditional baits just as much. So if catching 30 pounds on a minnow is just as fun to me and going and catching 30 pounds on a trap and a chatterbait. So I'm really excited to use it. I think it's going to be interesting. Seeing all of us guys, like how we adjust to it and go fishing. But I'm honestly really pumped for it. And I think it's going to be cool having the 50-50 this year. And you're going to get a little taste of, you know, what people traditional bass fishing like to watch. And then you're going to get the new style forward facing sonar. So it's all fun to me. I just like bass fishing, and I'm going to go catch them whatever way I can.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting to see how this whole thing shakes out, too, in the tournament. Some of them are very interesting. Lake Champlain, late in the season without it, it's going to be cool. And I know everybody's thankful that you're going to have it at the St. Lawrence, you know, when you fish out of Clayton, and it'll be good to have at that point. Aaron Jagfeld has been our guest. All right, Aaron, appreciate you. The watch works good as a phone. You know, hopefully you get your new phone. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and have a great holiday season, and we'll see you at Gunnersville.
Appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you for having me on.
And thank you. That is there's Aaron Jagfeld. He's gonna another very, very good young angler. All right, we're gonna get a break in here. We'll come back with more right after this. It's Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, as we continue our Meet the Elites segment here. And we are going to meet a new elite. He finished fourth in the EQ standings. He was seventh in his division, which was Division II. Just turned 30 years old. He's Austin Cranford. He is from Norman, Oklahoma, and we're going to learn a little bit about him. Austin, welcome to the show, and I guess go Sooners, right? I mean, nice bounce back year for the Sooners. Going to be in the playoff, probably.
Absolutely not. I'm an Oklahoma State
fan. Oh, that's right. You told me that on stage. That's right. You're a Cowboy fan, not a Sooner fan. Yeah, right. Right.
No. Everybody around me is a Sooner fan. I absolutely am not. We, you know, we can't win a football game. But I guess we started. We got a new coach. That's what rumors are of yesterday. So we'll see if we can maybe make the bounce back like OU has.
Yeah. When you were on the stage, you could have said, I'm 30. I'm a man. Okay.
So that would have, I'm 30. Our new coach is 40. So he's a man
as well. All right, man. So let's talk about this a little bit. You have been going at this for a minute, you know, cause we got two kinds of guys. Typically we got the real young guys, that are coming right out of college or right out of high school, like Fisher and I, that are trying to qualify or qualified in this rookie class. Then we got Russ Lane, who was an elite for 13 years, and he's in his early 50s. And then you're kind of like in the middle, you know, of all of that. And you've been going at this for a number of years. But in years past, fishing the Opens, there was always one tournament that just totally bombed and would wreck you. You've been really close for a number of years, and then you'd get derailed by one event. That didn't happen this year for you. Talk about it.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's literally been, I say I've been doing it for 5 years, and I've literally been, like, for the majority of the season, two or three guys out, just hanging out, you know, whether it was a top nine, like it was in years past, I'd be in, like, 11. And then, so, like, towards the end of the season, it would be, like, 180th place, and then I'd finish the season in, like, 21st. And it's like, okay, you weren't that close. Well, I was really, really close the whole season. I just bombed so bad, it kicked me back outside of the top 20. And so this year, kind of cleaned that up a little bit. No bombs. The only bomb I had was at Sam Rayburn, which was in just the regular open, and it was like a 50th place finish. And then the EQs, it was pretty much smooth sailing on paper. You know, obviously not in the tournaments, but on paper it ended up pretty well.
Yeah, well, you know, you came out of Plattsburgh with a 26th place finish there. You headed to Wheeler, 23rd there, and now you're outside of the top 10, but you're going to a place at Okeechobee where last year in the open at Okeechobee you were sixth. So you had to feel a little bit comfortable going to Okeechobee, even though it was going to be, it seemed like a canal thing for a lot of people. But you had to feel pretty good. You knew you had to finish maybe in the top, you know, 15 or 20 to secure your spot in the elites, and you finished fourth. You had to feel pretty good about that. But talk about your confidence level going to Okeechobee, sitting 12th in the standings.
Well, really, really the only confidence level I had was that I had top 10'd it in previous years. And so I kind of believe that whenever you go to a lake, you either, like for the first time, you either jive with it or you don't. And obviously I had top 10 that. So I kind of jived with the lake and I knew it was going to be completely different. And I had a pretty good idea that the canal bite, especially with that cold front we had coming in, was going to be the most consistent thing I could find. And that's kind of how I based the whole year off of is consistency to kind of eliminate that bomb. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to spend a day in the lake, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to fish in the canal. But going into it, I kind of knew how those fish behave. Those Florida strain, we have a lot of people don't know this, but in Oklahoma, we've got a bunch of these little lakes have Florida strain in them and they act the exact same. And so going into it, ever since I left Wheeler, I spent probably every other day, hanging around these Florida strain around the house, just trying to get in, trying to get accustomed to them. And when I got down there, like, it's like I never left. They act the exact same. A lot of people don't know this, but Florida strain like to get in wolf packs. And I was kind of hoping for that. That's the majority of the fish I caught. They were in wolf packs.
Yeah, sure. Austin Cranford with us here. He qualified fourth in the EQ standing, so he will be a rookie in the Elite Series this upcoming year. Only 9 weeks turnaround before you go to Guntersville without forward-facing sonar. We'll talk about that in a moment. But talk about the sponsor help that you get, because we're all going to learn about a company, U.S. Fleet Tracking, which is getting a lot of exposure through you. Are they sticking with you now into the Elite Series?
Yeah. So they've been with me for 5 years, U.S. Fleet Tracking. It's a tracking company. They sell a GPS tracking system that you can put in your boat, truck, RV, your concrete truck, your skid steer. Here in Oklahoma, we've got a bunch of tornadoes and storm trackers. Mm-hmm. And so like you'd see that those, you'd watch the storm trackers, you know, tracking the storm. That's the system that they use. And they're a really good company. They've been with me for 5 years, and then we're going to go into the Elite Series together. They're super thrilled that I made it, you know, and it's all paid off.
Do they do small companies too? Like my father has 15 trucks that he runs at an electrical outfit in Fort Myers, Florida.
Yeah.
You know, and he's talked about having his trucks all have, you know, some sort of tracking on all his service trucks.
Yeah, that's really
that's what
their
they
bread
do.
And butter. I mean, 15 trucks is perfect. I mean, they've got the big fleets, you know, that are the big oil field fleets that are, you know, thousands of trucks. But I'd say the majority of their companies that they supply these trackers to are 15 to 50 trackers that go on their truck, and everybody gets their own software, and you can basically run your own. You can run your company off. It's got QuickBooks. There's geofences. You can do about everything with it.
Yeah, so. Very, very cool. Austin Cranford with us here. All right, so I mentioned the forward-facing. You're old enough to have fished without it. I'm way older than you, so I'm old enough to fish most of my career without it. And I'm not anti it. I enjoy it. I have Garmin LiveScope, and I enjoy it. You know, but I get when some of the people, you know, talk about it and how much it's changed fishing. What are your thoughts about it as you will head to right off the bat Guntersville, and you know, you put that thing in the front seat of your car like you're John Cox. You don't even put it on the trolling motor. So what's your thoughts about it?
I honestly think it's gonna be pretty fun. We haven't done any of like this in a while. You know, like you said, I'm old enough to where I've, you know, grew up fishing without it. I fished the opens without it.
Right.
And I don't have to have it, but I really like it. So I'm from Oklahoma, and I grew up flipping bushes, running up rivers. I used to tear boats up left and right. That's what I used to do. And there's a early in my career in the opens, I used to run up rivers, and I used to go flip wood in the back of creeks. And I had a lot of fun doing that. And what happened is that's not like the consistent bite, you know, that you can do around the country, but it would work some of these times. So that's where I would get my bombs. Well, now, I'm a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and I've kind of turned into like a hybrid scoper. So I had to learn it because I felt like in order to get through the opens, you had to be really good with it. Ended up getting really good with it. But now going into this hybrid format, I feel like it sets up in my favor because when it comes to fishing shallow and fishing off a little bit without scope, you know, I've you know, spent years and years and years doing it. I love, you know, going down the bank, throwing a buzz bait, flipping wood, flipping lay down, flipping bushes. And I love scoping too. I mean, honestly, I think it's going to be a fun year. You can pretty much, you know, whenever you go to a lake like Okeechobee, and you're out on the main lake and you're flipping these reeds and you're trying to find an area, in the back of your mind, you're like, dang, Robert G's in a canal, probably smashing them somewhere. Now, this year in some of these tournaments, we don't have that. So that's really nice to have a peace of mind that you can go and know that you're trying to find the right thing.
Another great fisherman coming out of Oklahoma. You know, Jimmy Houston, good friend of the show. Jason Christie, good friend of the show as well. For you, I would imagine Jason is a guy that would be a bit of a hero, and now you're going to be fishing alongside of him. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And they're for the longest time, you know, that's one of the guys that I didn't want to end up being in a back of a creek with just me and him.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've kind of earned my way to be in that back of the creek with him. So, yeah, that's really cool. You know, I've grew up fishing around Jason, you know, and some of these bigger tournaments around here, around Eufaula and Grand and all that. And mm-hmm. same thing with Luke Palmer. He's kind of been in the game for quite a bit. Yeah. And, yeah, I look forward to it. It's going to be first blast off is probably going to be a little bit different.
Austin Cranford, the only Oklahoma State fan in Norman, Oklahoma, because you're right there near Norman, right? Aren't you right in Norman or near Norman?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I grew up in Norman. I bought my first house in Norman.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't fly an OSU flag outside the house, do you? I mean, right there in Norman, you got that flag flying or no?
Absolutely. The curb is painted OSU by the mailbox.
That's great.
I leave my garage open on purpose because I got OSU flag. My other house, the rent house that I own, is on OU campus.
Oh, and my.
One of my best friends lives in that house, and I painted the curb OSU, and he is a huge OU fan. And I told him, I said, yeah, here's the deal. You can live here, man, whatever, but you can't change the curb.
That's great, man. You should talk to them. Maybe they'll throw some sponsorship at you. You know, throw a little of that orange and black on the side of the boat.
Pay our players. Right? Yeah. That's what they pay.
Right. They put you on the NIL. That's what they need to do. They do that, and, you know, you can represent for them. Be like Ricky Fowler of the professional fishing circuit. Great stuff. Austin Cranford has been our guest. Austin, welcome to the Elites. Congratulations. I'll see you at Gunnersville.
All right, man. Sounds good.
All right, man. Thank you. That's Austin Cranford. That's a great story. That's fun. I forgot that he had told me that on stage, too, that he wasn't a Sooner fan. We get a break in here when we come back. Russ Lane, welcome back. We'll talk to him next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines,
13 fishing rods and reels,
plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
Oh, yeah, man, I'm trying to, man. If you overfeed
him, he's going to hide under a log.
Do you know what top pros like Jason Christie, John Cruz, Brandon Lester, and Jeff Gustafson all have in common with Bassmaster Radio? Well, they've all been on the show several times, but they all get their jerseys from Valley Outdoors. Valley Outdoors makes the highest quality sublimated jerseys on the market in many different styles. Long sleeve, short sleeve, hoodies, and zip hoodies are all in the line, as well as a super cool lightweight hoodie with a built-in buff, and they can meet some of the toughest timelines. Go to vfoutdoors.com. To learn more.
What do Brandon Polinick, Lee Livesey, Seth Fider, Patrick Walters, Scott Canterbury, and Brandon Lester all have in common? Well, not only are they some of the top pros in the business, but they, along with so many others, rely on Impulse lithium batteries to power their big motor, trolling motor, and all those fancy electronics. And now, the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix does as well. Founder Bill Weidler is an accomplished tournament fisherman himself, so he gets it. And Impulse lithium batteries are backed with a full 10-year non-prorated warranty. Ask for Impulse lithium batteries today.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell, perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Bass is now offering more games, more fun, and more ways to win with Bassmaster Fantasy Games. There's three games to play with Rapala Bassmaster Fantasy Fishing, the Falcon Rods Bassmaster Drain the Lake Challenge, and introducing the newest game, the TH Marine Bassmaster Pick'em Challenge. Sign in or register to play all three games before each Elite and the Classic for your chance to take home prizes from Rapala, Falcon Rods, TH Marine, and BASS. There's more than $110,000 in prizes up for grabs, and it's free to play. Visit BassmasterFantasy.com for official rules and to join the fantasy action.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And now, finally, I say meet the elites. This dude was an elite for like 13 years. I mean, he's an OG elite. He was there for the very first one at Amistad, back to Battle on the Border, back in Del Rio, Texas in 2006. Fished the elites for 13 years. Decided to make a run at another tour beginning in 2019. And then has worked his way back through the Opens. And he, of course, is Russ Lane. He joins us on the VMC Hook. He is a Phoenix guy as well, too. Also one of the original Phoenix guys, and he joins us now. Russ, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great. Good to be here. Funny you mentioned that Del Rio tournament. That was one of the most exciting events I can remember over my career, man. It was good times back then.
Yeah, you know, we did a series on the guys that have fished every elite tournament since then, and the guys that were there that day and when it all started. And I think people forget, because, I mean, it's been 20 years, but people forget, you know, the jerseys were really introduced. You know, that was when it became mandatory, you know, and they told you, no, stop wearing jeans, and you got to wear these jerseys and got to wrap the boats and everything else. It was a totally different thing. A lot of guys were skeptical, but a lot of guys realized, you know what, we're taking this to another level now.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we figured out along the way some of the things that didn't work. And then we still use some of the things that do work. And that was a turning point in the sport of bass fishing. It really, you know, was part of elevating it to the level it is now.
You also paid an entry fee, unlike any that you guys had ever paid before. So a lot of guys were like, what the heck is this? I mean, it was a big chunk of dough. And it's interesting, you know, now you go at least with the 2025 rules where, you know, the elites paid $10,000 entry fee for the entire season. I think you guys paid $5,000 for a tournament back then, right from the beginning in 2006. And now they pay $10,000 for the whole season, which works out to a little more than $1,000 a tournament. So, you know, obviously that also affected the payouts, but that's kind of an interesting thing as professional bass fishing at that level, trying. And if you're trying this for years to get to a point where at the highest level, that the entry fees would be minimal, you know, and in some cases they tried nothing and that didn't work out. But, you know, it's kind of interesting evolution. You've seen it all.
Yeah, no, definitely. From seeing all of the good things that were implemented, the bad things, the mistakes, like leagues have made mistakes, anglers made mistakes. Mm-hmm. And we've done great things that we still use. And this, yeah, it's been interesting to see it evolve over the years. And I mean, I'm pretty optimistic for the future of the sport.
Yeah.
I think we got a great, great group of kids that are coming up, and they're really, really talented, and you know, they get they seem to be getting the business side of it and the showmanship side of it, and you know, things are looking good.
You know, you came out of Champlain with a 10th place finish in the EQs, and you know, it's funny, you go back to when it all started for you. I mean, your first two turn 2003, okay? When you start fishing the Opens in 2003, your first one is at Wheeler, and your second one was at Okeechobee. And right. So here you can, and that's where it all started for Russ Lane some 24, 23 years ago. And then here you are, you come out of Champlain, working your way back to the elites, and where are you going? You're going to Wheeler, and then you're going to Okeechobee. I know you felt really good when you came out of Champlain with that 10th place finish.
I really did. Like, and I think I might have told you, like, I knew some of the things that I've done wrong over the years at Champlain, and I was going to make sure that I corrected that this time. I've been in the top 10 on day one there. I don't know how many times, but I fade away. And I remember telling you, like, I've got to have a big school of smallmouth to go along with the largemouth that I always try to, you know, work on the first day. And I found them, like, luckily, like, it wasn't easy, but I found one good school and had it to myself, and it carried me to that top 10. And that was critical. If I hadn't, you know, if I'd have just had a mediocre finish, you know, there, I probably wouldn't even made it.
You finished 20th at Wheeler and 18th, you know, at Okeechobee. And I remember you saying on the stage that, well, if it keeps going this way, you know, I might have a decision to make, you know, in a couple of months. And I was kind of surprised. I'm like, really? I mean, is he going to consider – forget about that. I mean, by the time we got to Okeechobee, you were pretty excited to lock in your spot and get back into the elites. It didn't seem like there was any question that you were going to take that invitation if you won it.
Yeah, you know, the timing of things is a little different. You know, because it's so late in the year that you find out whether you qualify or not. Mm-hmm. So I committed to the NPFL tour, which I'm also excited about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a smaller tour, but they're doing good things over there as well. And the fishermen seem to enjoy it just as they do the Bassmaster Elite Series. So, you know, that was, you know, something that I had to consider, because you got major expenses, you know, fishing a tour. And then here I am, you know, really didn't know if I was going to qualify for the elites. And now I've got, you know, double the tour expenses. Yeah. So that's what I meant by, you know, we have some decisions to make. And I've had a couple sponsors that have offered to help, you know, to offset some of that, and so appreciative of it. Like, you know, and it's some of the ones that invested in my career a long, long time ago. And man, they don't know what it means, you know, to have that support. So I'm all in on both and super excited about getting back to the Elite Series.
Well, you'll feel like you're fishing the elites over there. I mean, just take a look at the top 20. I think I counted 15 or 16 elites in the top 20 over there at the MPFL. So that's you know, it'll be just it'll be like an extension of that. Now, no forward facing sonar there. No forward facing sonar at half of the events on the Elite Series coming up this upcoming year. And it all starts in Gunnersville, just about, what, 9 weeks or so away when it'll get started there without the forward-facing sonar, and then you turn around and go to Lake Martin, and thank God you do have it there because that's a lake where you'd want to have that thing. But just talk about your attitude towards it, because a lot of veterans have been bristling about it, and then a lot of guys, you know, have embraced it, and we're seeing these young guys, you know, the thought that these guys can't catch fish without it obviously has been dispelled numerous times now. But what are your thoughts about going to Gunnersville in early February without the scope?
Well, it's going to be, I mean, I hate to just, this word gets thrown around a lot, but it's going to be more of an old school type event. Like, you know, lots of lipless crankbaits, jerkbaits, typical early pre-spawn, late winter patterns. And it's like, it's not going to affect the weights. There's going to be giant bags weighed in. It's going to be a really, really good tournament. And I think when you have the events that we're not allowed to use live scope, I think that there's going to be more instinctual decisions to be made during a tournament. Like, used to, kind of the old thing was, like, you had to make an adjustment to win at some point during an event. And you still have to when you have forward-facing sonar. It's just you can be around a bigger population of fish when you have forward-facing sonar, and you don't tend to run out of fish as much. But not having it, you run out of fish a lot of times, and you have to make those adjustments. And that's what's going to be cool about those events where you don't have it in play.
Yeah, well, you know, and the interesting thing is because you've been around enough to remember when we first got side imaging, and I remember an article by Kevin Van Dam, and side imaging is what really opened our eyes up to the ledges at places like Gunnersville, the Tennessee River system, especially Gunnersville. And KVD talked about that and about how it was just a total different world. People kind of forget how much side imaging came into play. You'll still have that at these tournaments where you don't have the forward facing, but because it's February, it's not a ledge deal, you know, at Gunnersville, you know, it might not come into play as much, but you know, people forget this technology thing. You know, everybody has gone nuts every time it's first come around, and Gunnersville and side imaging went hand in hand. We learned things about the ledge that we never knew before.
Yeah, for sure. You know, everything in the world evolves, and you make adjustments where they're needed. Now, at some point in time, I can see where technology with our electronics gets to a point where it may not be like fishing anymore. Mm-hmm. It may just be totally, totally just playing video games. And at that time, yeah, maybe we do need to say, hold on, we might have to regulate some of this just for the sake of the tournaments. Like the big league tournaments. Like, yeah, it's fun to go out and turn on the Garmin LiveScope. And I mean, I like it. I mean, I enjoy it, but I don't want to be forced to do it at every event either. Yeah. So, you know, like nobody else does. And if I was, which I am, I'm a fan of the sport and I like to watch it. You know, I want to watch other things as well. So yeah, we just have to evolve and adapt with it and make good decisions, you know, based on how it affects the number one, the fans, and then the leagues and the fishermen.
Yeah, no doubt. And you can control some of it with the schedule, you know, and when you see the 10 time on there and the Arkansas River on there, you wonder how much, you know, necessarily come into play there. And, you know, certain places you need it, certain places you don't. I am fascinated to see you guys fish Champlain, where you finished 10th now at the EQ. You guys will fish Champlain without it. And, you know, that brings, Ticonderoga back into play maybe. And it kind of changes that tournament. Cause that's a great lake no matter what, but I'm fascinated to see how you guys handle it without the forward facing and how the young guys handle it that don't know as much about making that run to Ticonderoga and looking for grass.
I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction about that one. And it may not be true, but here's what I think is going to happen. I think these young guys are so confident in those pelagic fish that they're working on it as we speak right now, because this is the time of year where there's pelagic fish. Like, I mean, heck, we caught pelagic fish in canals at Okeechobee.
Yeah.
There's pelagic fish right now roaming the waters all over the country. So these guys are practicing trying to figure out how to catch them fish without being able to see them on forward-facing sonar. And I imagine there's going to be a handful of guys that can pull that off at Champlain, and we're probably going to be shocked
that they
do it. Yeah. And I'm interested to see how they do it. And I'm even going to play with it this winter and see can I figure out how to catch them out there in the middle of the lake?
They'll find a boulder. Yeah, you'll find a boulder out there somewhere with a bunch of smallmouth stacked on top of it. So that's the way that works. Russ Lane has been our guest. By the way, not related to Chris and Bobby Lane, okay? They share a name, but they are not related. We're going to put that out there for all our 300,000 listeners that think, I know I thought that they were cousins, not related at all to Chris and Bobby, but he will, of course, be on the elites this upcoming season. Russ, congratulations for making it back in. I loved the enthusiasm that you showed with the young guys with the champagne shower. A lot of people thought you wouldn't even be there. We're like, oh, Russ Lane's going to leave. He doesn't need this. Oh, no, you were there. You were enthusiastic, and I appreciate that. And I can't wait to see you at Gunnersville.
Yeah, same here. That was a fun moment. I really enjoyed seeing the excitement in those guys, you know, eyes, and all their families were there. Like, it was like being at a, you know, an NFL draft party.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to see them excited. And I was excited too. But when they brought that champagne out, I knew what it was for. I'm not sure all of them knew what it was for. Yeah. But I was going to make sure that I got every one of them, and none of them was going to get me.
You did. You almost drowned Fisher and I. I thought you were going to kill him, but that was good stuff.
That's right.
All right, Russ. Appreciate you, man.
Same here.
That's Russ Lane. What a great guy, and it's great to have him back on the Elites. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $59 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone or other device, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases, so you get loyalty credits even on sale items. But it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $12 on an Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia Pro membership today for only $47. Go to omniafishing.com to learn more. And you know, one of the most important things that you need to do on the water is take care of your eyes. The other thing you need to do is not lose your glasses. And I can help you with both those issues with Amphibia Eye Gear. Amphibia glasses feature ANSI protective lenses. And get this, they float. These are premium sunglasses for fishing or styling, and they come in many styles and lens types. I like the Lotus frame for driving or running around, and the Eclipse wraparound frames for on the water. For low light, go with the cold gold lenses. And for bright sunshine, it's the Blue Ice lenses, or try the Sandstorm lens for all-purpose pairs. Now, premium quality doesn't have to come with a ridiculous price tag, and Amphibia Eye Gear has an even better deal for listeners of Bassmaster Radio. Use the promo code BASS25 at checkout to get 25% off your entire order. That's BASS25 for 25% off. Visit AmphibiaEyeGear.com to shop now. That's AmphibiaEyeGear.com, and they make a great holiday gift as well.
Well, now that we are past Thanksgiving, it's crazy to think that just only about 9 weeks until the elite season gets started at Lake Gunnersville the first weekend in February. That event will be without forward-facing sonar as the new rules go into effect. And most of the young guns I talk to are relishing the opportunity to show the vets what they can do. It's going to be a fascinating tournament for sure. Now, remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio or just visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. So until next time, keep those lines tight, and that's heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Post Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.